up, geeks? And welcome to another episode of Fantastic Geeks.
And where to find them?
I'm Prissy Poison.
And I'm Tess Netting. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about the one, the only, the greatest movie of all time, Shrek!
But first, let's look at this week's Ravenclaw riddle slash, this one's actually just a story, but it came into our email and I really loved it and there's not a question, but it's just a really nice story, so I'm going to read it.
Yes, please.
This one comes from Jeremiah. It says, Dear Tessa and Brizzy, I know I just sent an email asking a few questions, which we're not going to get to. We're just going to read this really nice story, but I really wanted to share my Harry Potter story with you. So, I kind of hated Harry Potter at first. Gasp, I know, right? I was young and dumb. I moved from a small town to a tiny city. It was a big change for me, and I was an outsider at my school. I was bullied so harshly at that school that I had to go to another school for my seventh grade year. I fell into a deep depression and built a wall around myself for a really long time. One day, while walking past my math teacher's bookshelf, I saw the very first Harry Potter book. After walking past it for 2 weeks straight, I picked it up. I read it on the bus, and to this day I remember that elated feeling, the feeling of hope. I suddenly wasn't alone anymore. Hogwarts was my home whenever I was sad or lonely. I became addicted to the story, and when I found out there were films, my insides went eek! So, my British English teacher, who transferred from the UK, lent me the movies every time I finished the books. Over time, the Harry Potter books gave me a voice. I never felt like I had a voice because I was that shy kid at the back of the class, but when a bully surfaced at school, I could hear a voice in my head say, "Be Gryffindor! Don't worry, I'm a Ravenclaw." I ended up sticking up for myself more and suddenly had a voice. That's what I always wanted. I wanted to find my voice, and Harry Potter gave me that. It gave me courage and hope. Just what I needed to get through the rough times. So before I finish this, I want to thank you two for keeping the Potter mania alive and thriving. It is so refreshing to hear about 2HP diehard fans. Sincerely, Jeremiah. P.S. Ravenclaw Pride!
What a great, wonderful story.
I
love that.
I feel like so many people have gone through something like that.
Yeah, I think Harry Potter has helped a lot of people through like a specific time in their life where they really needed that and it was there for them.
Yeah.
So that's so wonderful to hear. Thank you so much, Jeremiah. To submit your Harry Potter related question or story for a Ravenclaw riddle, email us at fantasticgeekspod@gmail.com. Now,
let's talk about Shrek.
Yeah. Once upon a time in a faraway swamp, there lived an ogre named Shrek, whose precious solitude is suddenly shattered by an invasion of annoying fairy tale characters. They were all banished from their kingdom by the evil Lord Farquaad. Determined to save their home, not to mention his, Shrek cuts a deal with Farquaad and sets out to rescue Princess Fiona to be Lord Farquaad's bride.
Bing, 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 bing.
And then, to be continued.
Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot. So, let's talk about Shrek. All right.
Oh, let's talk about Shrek, baby.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Let's talk about him and Donkey.
Yeah. So who's your favorite character?
Oh, Donkey.
Me too.
Yeah. Eddie Murphy, come on.
I'm small
He's
and
so
annoying,
great.
Just like Donkey. So I was like, I feel you. And I always used to like sing around and be like, like I would do that all the time. It would drive my parents insane.
I believe that so much.
Yeah. So Donkey was always my favorite character, but you know, Shrek's pretty great too.
Shrek's pretty great.
Shrek and Donkey's dynamic is the best.
You know, begrudging partners on a quest.
Oh yeah.
Wait, why did Shrek put up with Donkey at all? Like,
because Donkey was the one showing him how to get there.
Oh, right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was his noble steed.
Uh-huh.
And then I think he became friends.
Yeah, sure. Friends.
Yeah, it's just like our friendship.
yeah, I needed like directions to Universal, and you're like, I'll show you. Like, can you just tell me? And you're like, no, I'll bring you there.
Yep, just a slow, just my voice over and over humming. Actually, it'd be like, that would be like my donkey version of humming. And what is your favorite scene or line from Shrek?
I think my favorite scene is actually the little Duloc tune.
Really?
Welcome to Duloc, such a perfect town. I love it.
Yeah. My favorite is when Fiona is like singing and the bird explodes.
Tessa, that is literally my least favorite part.
Oh, I thought it was so funny.
Any Shrek movie in any universe, that is my least favorite. It made me cry as a
really?
Child.
Yes. Oh, I was like a twisted kid. It made me laugh so hard.
I was very sensitive about animal death.
I always used to like do the same voice and like be like, and I'm not going to do it. And I'd be like really, really loud and then pretend to blow up. Like I would pretend to blow up and be like, boom, and then fall over.
Oh my God.
It was like a whole thing. Yeah, I was twisted.
You're such a little Gryffindor.
I was
you
just
were
a
youngin'.
Yeah, I was just a messed up kid. and what about like Shrek the musical?
Oh, I know absolutely nothing.
I actually really love Shrek the musical. I love.
Did you see it live? Or you just
I did not see it because when it was on Broadway, it was the same time that Billy was on Broadway, so
right.
I didn't have any time. But I listened to it, and the song that Fiona sings, it's amazing because it goes from like baby Fiona to like middle Fiona to older Fiona, and like Sutton Foster was Fiona, so like hello, amazing.
Oh.
So it's sort of like there's a print. It's very like, do you want to build a snowman?
That's what
you know
I was
what
thinking,
I mean? It's
yeah.
very much that. But it's incredible. So it starts out like, there's a princess in a tower. Oh my gosh, that's just like me. Like poor Rapunzel needs a haircut. And then it like goes on. And then like when Sutton Foster comes up, she's like, there's a prince. And it's like, it's such a good song. So I used it as an audition song. A lot. And it
and
was
did you grow
great...
up in the song?
No. I just started at like Sutton Foster's part at the because she is like psycho. Like Fiona in the musical is very like all over the place
Ooh.
In like a great way. I mean, she kind of is like in the movie, but in the musical they
more
really,
personality.
Yes,
yeah.
yes, she's all personality. So it's a great song and it's a great character.
So do you get more backstory on her then, mm-hmm. since you see her as a kid?
Mm-hmm.
She's been in this tower since she was a literal
mm-hmm.
baby child.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Why doesn't she? So she doesn't have Rapunzel hair though. She cuts it.
Well, she's just saying, yeah.
Because mm-hmm. it doesn't grow that long.
Yeah, because she doesn't have magic hair.
Well, hair still grows if you don't cut it.
Yeah, but it's.
I'm surprised she wasn't like, I'm going to make a plan. I'm going to do the Rapunzel thing.
I mean, she's pretty high up.
Yeah.
But even with long hair.
It's worth a try.
You would still try? Is that how you would try to escape? You'd go the Rapunzel
if I
route?
Were, yeah, I mean, if I were a baby child and I knew the story of Rapunzel, mm-hmm. I'd be like, well, I'm not cutting my hair. Obviously.
I would, like, I don't know. I would try to sneak out another way.
I'd try that, too.
But I wouldn't grow my hair. I think that'd be too annoying. I also just never had long hair, so maybe I just mm-hmm. don't know mm-hmm. the feeling
True.
Of it. And I just really, I don't know, I loved Shrek the Musical. It was fun. It was very fun. It's a great soundtrack, and I'm sure that the show itself is very good, too.
Oh, I want to listen to it so bad.
Yeah, you would love it.
So there's a little something that I just want everyone to be aware of. Just open your phone contacts real quick. Just real quick, assuming you're not driving or something. Just add a new contact. Put the number 830. Uh-huh. 830-476-5664 and then you put the name Shrek. This is Shrek. Call
what?
Shrek.
What? Wait, yeah. Who is this?
Just call Shrek. Just do it. I don't, for certain copyright reasons, I don't think we can do it on the pod right now. But I'm just telling you, don't worry. You don't have to talk to anyone. It's just an audio thing.
Oh.
Just call it.
I thought you were giving, like, someone's specific number that did a good Shrek impression. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this person's about to get bombarded by calls. Okay, that's a lot better.
It's just a very nice number to have.
in your contacts whenever you're feeling low, just call Shrek and you'll feel so much happier.
Wait, that's like the best thing ever. I didn't even know about this. How did you hear about this?
Internet? I don't know, like Twitter or something. Yeah.
Really? Someone would just set this up. Is it officially DreamWorks or did someone
Someone did it. I don't know who did it.
That's great. That's wonderful. Do you like send or look at Shrek memes at all?
Or All-Star not actively, memes? But when I happen upon them, oh, I love All-Star memes.
Because yes. Joe and I like look at Shrek memes almost constantly. It's like, you know, it's a pretty interesting section of the internet. It gets pretty dark.
Yeah.
But it's pretty brilliant. There's something weird about like our sort of generation's humor, you know? Yeah. It's gotten really messed up. And Joe was telling me that it's almost like the 30s where it's like in the 30s they had that same sort of messed up humor because it was like right, it was either like right after or before World War I or something. So it's like they were
it
just...
It was between World War I and II.
Yes, uh-huh.
And during the Great Depression.
Right. So like during the Great Depression, people just went a little crazy and had like crazy thoughts and crazy humor. And that's like where we're at right now as
there
a
was
society.
Crazy. I wonder what the memes were like in the 30s.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
it's like right now we're at like prime... crazy weird humor. It's so bizarre. But if you look at like today's humor versus like humor of 20 or 10 years ago, like if you look back at just shows, it's so weird. Television is a good way to like kind of see.
Yeah, definitely.
Because like we didn't have the internet. Well, now everything's so documented.
People
can just like look up the memes of the past.
Now everything is just so bizarre and abstract and just something to like, everyone's trying to make something that just is kind of shocking and bizarre and unexpected.
Definitely.
And then you take the unexpected thing and you like create a thread with it. You create something consistent and like inside joke to play with.
Mm-hmm. And Shrek is love.
Shrek is love. Shrek is life.
Shrek is life. So I just have to say...
Welcome to Duloc, such a perfect town. Here we have some rules, let us lay them down. Don't make waves, stay in line, and we'll get along fine. Duloc is a perfect place. Keep your feet off the grass, shine your shoes, wipe your face. Duloc is a perfect place for owls.
For owls. Welcome to the Owlry, obviously, where we answer questions and give advice based on your submissions from Twitter, Facebook, and email.
Make sure you are following us at Fantastic Geeks on Twitter and find a group on Facebook. Links will be in the description.
Let's look first at our owls from Twitter. This one comes from the darling Megan Flockhart.
We love you.
We love you. She said, would you describe yourself as an onion or a cake? Think about this because onions do go in some delicious recipes here. I'm going to also add the option parfait because ain't nobody don't like a parfait. Everybody loves parfait. You ever meet someone and they're like, you want a parfait? And they're like, no thanks, I don't want no parfait. I don't like no parfait. No.
I'd be an onion.
You would such be an onion.
I'm an onion because I like round things.
Oh my God.
Onions are round. They kind of smell. But so some people don't like onions. Some people do like onions. I feel like I have a very like divisive personality. Like people either like me or they like think I'm kind of annoying or a little too much. So people either like onions or they're like, you know what? No.
Yep.
So... I'm an onion. What would you be?
I prefer cake.
Mm.
But I feel like I would be a parfait.
Ooh, why?
Just because of the differences of the layers.
Ah.
And it's a little less fluff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I'm so much a like fluff person. I'm just like all sweet.
I feel like
parfait is a little more like the Ravenclaw side.
Right.
You know?
Right.
some like complexity.
Yeah, the complexity in the layers. You know, it's all these different parts that come together, but when you take that bite, it works.
Yeah, different perfect textures and stuff, you know?
Yes.
And I like fruit.
And I like fruit. That works. Great. Next question comes from Annie Walsh. I know the movie is supposed to be about loving someone beyond their exterior, but why did Fiona go for him? He is an angry ogre who pulls large chunks of earwax out of his ears to make candles. Like, I know you were alone for a while, but are your standards really that low?
I mean, that sounds resourceful to me.
Oh, like using your earwax?
If you have enough earwax to make a candle, yo.
That's uncomfortable.
Power to you.
Have that much earwax in there? I'd have to take it out.
Yeah.
I'm kind of gross. So, like, I feel like Shrek and I would get along pretty well. I would totally fall in love with Shrek. Like, 100%.
I mean, I'm sure he treats her differently than anyone else she's ever met.
Right.
Because he doesn't treat her like, oh, princess. Little princess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like in the beginning he was a little like, oh, I need to protect this girl, like, whatever. And then when he sees that she can do martial arts, he's like, okay, respect.
Yeah. No, they have, like, a mutual respect for each other. Mm-hmm. And obviously when you first meet someone, too, like, in this situation, he's just trying to get her out of there. Like, he's not going to be real polite when there's a dragon coming. Like, yeah. He's just trying to get her out.
They're like, nope, here we go.
Yeah.
Shut up.
So it's like, that's fine. But, you know, as the movie goes on, it becomes nice.
Yeah.
You know?
There also might be a little bit in her that's like, I turn into an ogre at night. This guy is an ogre. Like, she feels a little bit of, like, sympathy, empathy for that sort
of.
For
sure.
There's a connection there.
Oh, my God. Like, if I turned into an ogre at night, are you kidding me? I would totally be attracted to an ogre. What?
Oh my God.
Like, you know, like, you have that ogre in you. Like, you know she has ogre attraction. She got it in her. Makes sense.
Yeah. Next question comes from Emily G. She says, I'm a sinner. I have never seen Shrek. How dare you bring this blasphemy our house.
I'm a sinner.
But I think it would be really funny if you tried to explain the whole plot in 1 minute.
Oh, geez. Okay, do you want to explain it or do you want me to try to explain it?
I mean, I'll try, but if you, how are you feeling?
I don't know. I feel like you can try it out.
Okay, I'll try. I'm timing myself. Okay. Okay, Shrek is an ogre and he lives in swamp and these people from the royal, like, government people are coming and they're bringing all these fairy tale creatures into his swamp because they're exiling them because they're not allowed in the kingdom or something. And he's like, get these things out of my swamp. They're so annoying. And there's a donkey and he's magical. And he's like, I'll take you to the castle so you can ask him to, like, get these fairy tales out of here. And he's like, okay. So they go and then they meet the Lord Farquaad and he's like, you have to go save this princess or I'll kill you. And they're like, okay. So they save the princess. And then the princess beats people up and they fall in love. And then they're trying to bring princess to Lord Farquaad. And, I'm already a minute and a half. I was looking at the timer wrong.
Oh. I was like, wow, this is very good. That was still very good.
Thanks.
Do you want to time me?
Or maybe I wasn't timing myself wrong. I don't know.
That sounded
sure,
really
I'll time
good.
You.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. I'll count you down. And go.
Somebody
oh
wants
my
to-
God.
You just got Shrek rolled.
Shrek rolled.
You just got Shrek rolled. That was so sweet. The face of defeat that I see in front of me is so sweet.
It's mixed feelings because it's like also my favorite song. So.
Right? There's happiness there. There's some happiness there. Next question comes from Facebook from James. He says, there's a theory going around that donkey isn't a donkey after all, but a man trapped in donkey's body. Does this theory hold any merit? And if so, who was the man that got cursed and who cursed him into the body of a donkey?
Oh my.
I never thought that donkey was, you know, a man, but it kind of makes sense because why can he talk? Why is he a talking donkey?
Now he's a flying talking donkey.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, what if he's a dragon cursed into a donkey's body? Like, it could be anything.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. But how can he talk, though? Where does the talking come from?
I feel like it was more likely that he had some curse or spell put on him that made him talk. But, I mean, sure, that's possible, too.
You know, in fairy tale times.
I would think, though, that he would have some memory of that.
He likes waffles. He can make waffles.
Oh, snap.
He seems to be very human, but he is
a
donkey. And talking about parfaits.
I didn't think about the waffles.
Right? Donkeys, I'm making waffles.
Donkeys don't learn how to make waffles.
Right.
To my knowledge. Have you met any donkeys who learn how to make waffles?
No.
I think we're on to something.
I think this needs to go to the Super Carlin Brothers. And they need to take this to the next level.
Find us the evidence. You always find the evidence.
That donkey is actually a human. I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Wow, James, you just blew our minds.
But like, who was the man? Who cursed? We don't know. Super Carlin Brothers have to tell us.
Who cursed him? Maybe it was Farquaad? No.
Nah.
Someone else. I don't know. Maybe like a witch or something. Some sort of witch.
Fairy godmother?
Oh, snap. Oh. I don't know.
It's possible.
Maybe we'll find out in Shrek 5. If it ever happens.
Yes, please.
Please give it to us. It's a dark time. We need more. We need more Shrek.
Next question comes from Xylene.
Ooh.
Would you rather live in a muddy and dirty swamp or an old castle filled with gold and a fire-breathing dragon?
This is hard because that's like a hard question because when I think of like muddy and dirty swamp, I actually think of like hobbits.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, Shrek is the one that is living gross in the gross way. Like he could like tidy up his place a little bit and make it a little nicer.
Or you could think of like Yoda.
Oh, right. That's true, too. Yoda. I can see that. Yoda. He has a cool little house.
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems comfy. His place seems comfy. Like a nice, comfy place. But like castle's awesome. Gold's awesome. But dragon? What if dragon doesn't like you?
Yeah. It really depends on the niceness of the dragon.
If you're friends with the dragon or not. I would try to be friends with dragon because it seemed like dragon just needed a friend.
Yeah.
You know, like
you find your dragon a donkey boyfriend, everything will be fine.
That's all. If you see a dragon, just get a donkey. Dragon plus donkey equals love. It's classic.
Apparently.
Yeah.
It's a tale as old as time.
It really is. You know, like Beauty and the Beast. That's what it is.
Which one's which?
Wouldn't you like to know? I think that the donkey is the beast and dragon is beauty.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that dragon's got some, like, beautiful...
Look at her eyelashes.
I was going to say that ColourPop lip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's all made up. She is ready to go out on the town. She's on fire.
Yum. I still feel like I would say castle, but I'm not positive. But that's my answer.
Okay, you're going to say, I'll live in the swamp. I'll visit you in the castle.
Okay.
Okay, next question comes from Daniela. If you had to choose one of the characters to become, who would you choose?
Oh.
You literally look like Fiona, so.
Can I cheat, though, and choose a sequel character?
Sure.
I want to be Puss in Boots.
Oh, you'll be Cat.
Hell yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet. I kind of, I feel like I would honestly be like Pinocchio.
I was going to say Pinocchio. My very first thought was Tessa's Pinocchio.
Oh my gosh. Now everyone's going to think I'm a liar. I must not tell lies.
Like there's no real reasoning. It's just
because I'm small and I have an annoying voice. I promise I'm not a liar, but I mean, I feel you, Pinocchio. I feel it. Makes sense. It does make a lot of sense. Let's be real. Oh, gosh.
Okay, wonderful. Guys, remember, send us your geeky or fandom-related questions or advice to the Twitter at Fantastic Geeks or the Facebook group or the email, fantasticgeekspod@gmail.com.
Next, we are going to play a little game we like to call Kiss, Marry, Crucio. It's like the game Kiss, Marry, Kill, but it's Harry Potter themed, and Crucio sounds better than Avada Kedavra, so...
Yep. So, deal with it.
And we're going to be doing it with characters from Shrek. So, let's look at the first one. Kiss, Marry, Crucio, Shrek, Donkey, and Fiona.
Oh!
I'm going to...
Well, I mean, come on.
What? You're going to marry Fiona, kiss Donkey, and kill Shrek? Or Crucio Shrek?
Yes.
Yeah, the same. Because Fiona's awesome, and Donkey's cute. So I want to give him a little kiss. Little Donkey, let's have some waffles together. Yeah. So we agree on that one.
Next is Fiona... Dragon, Puss in Boots.
Ooh. Kiss, Marry, Crucio.
Oh, jeez.
I feel like if you Crucio Dragon, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
So maybe we can Crucio Dragon. I kind of want to marry Fiona again and kiss Puss in Boots.
This is what I was thinking, too.
Because I love the Puss in Boots. Puss in Boots reminds me of, like, Loon. I just picture, like, my cat, like, having a little sword and... fighting and being, it would be the cutest little thing. If I saw this little cat, I would just be like, oh my God.
Yeah. That's the idea.
Right. But they'd be like, no.
No. I am Puss in Boots.
And I'd be like, you're so cute. But yeah, that's my answer. Next we have Shrek, Farquaad, and the Gingerbread Man.
Ooh.
Kiss, Marry, Crucio.
This time, I'm a kiss Shrek, Crucio, Farquaad, duh. And marry the Gingerbread Man.
Oh, I'll marry Shrek this time. And I'll kiss the Gingerbread Man. I don't want to Crucio him because he already lost a leg he's having a rough day.
Clearly.
Yeah. No Crucio him. And Farquaad, like, nah. He's the worst.
Yeah.
I'm not like him at all. So he's getting Crucioed. But I'll marry Shrek. I feel like I'd actually like being married to Shrek.
Yeah, you would.
We can live in the swamp together. Wow. And you'll live in the castle with the gingerbread man. You live in a gingerbread house. Oh my God.
Gingerbread castle.
Whoa. It's like Candyland. That's not a gingerbread castle, but that's just what I'm thinking
of. I want it so bad.
That'd be amazing.
I just hope Dragon doesn't destroy the gingerbread. I feel like it'd be kind of fragile.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Reinforcements.
We'll have to be careful. Reinforcements.
Lots of gingerbread.
Yeah, extra ginger.
And bread. Next trio is Shrek, Dragon, Magic Mirror.
Oh. You just, like, kiss a mirror. You're just kissing yourself. Like, would you see the mirror's face?
No, yeah, you'd see the mask.
I'd be like, I request to see myself instead.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you could be Magic Mirror on the wall. Who is Tessinetting?
Oh, my gosh. No, I get asked to see anyone. So I could just, kiss someone random. Like, you know what
just
I'm saying?
Like kissing a... picture.
Right, but I used to do that as a kid all the time.
Okay.
I used to put like magazines on the wall of like everyone that I had a crush on, and then I used to kiss them. What? Was I the only one? That's like a common thing. So I would kiss the Magic Mirror, marry Shrek, and Crucio Dragon. You gonna marry Mirror?
No, I don't want to be married to someone who knows all those secrets.
Are you gonna Crucio Mirror? It just cracks. That'd be really intense.
Yeah, I'll Crucio Mirror. Mirror's not like a creature, so maybe it doesn't even do anything. So I'm gonna Crucio Mirror, at least, you know, for science. See what happens.
Science?
Kiss Dragon.
Aw.
Marry Shrek.
Okay. All right. Next, we have Farquaad, Magic Mirror, and Pinocchio.
Oh, my God.
So, let's see.
I'm marrying Tessa, a.k.a. Pinocchio. Kissing Mirror, Crucio, Farquaad.
I agree. You know, me and Pinocchio can be married. We'll be, like, the same. We'll just be, like, these two little things just, like, going through life together. We can hang out with Geppetto, have, like, a cool... Maybe we can like join that traveling band and be puppets together.
Yeah, sure.
He'll be the puppet boy and I'll be a girl puppet. I don't know where this is going.
We'll live a happy life, okay?
Someone please write the fan fiction.
Don't judge our relationship.
We're in love.
Next trio, Donkey, Pinocchio, Gingerbread Man.
I don't want a Crucio Gingerbread Man because that seems mean.
Yeah, no.
But I don't want a Crucio Pinocchio either. Oh. Or a Donkey.
Oh.
This is hard. Not my gumdrop buttons.
No.
I guess I would Crucio Donkey. Just like, I feel like he might get annoying and then I might Crucio him by accident or something.
Oh my gosh.
And then I'm gonna kiss Gingerbread Man and marry Pinocchio because we're in love, remember? It's our relationship that I just defended. What about you?
Yeah, I'll Crucio Donkey.
Yeah.
I'll kiss Pinocchio and marry Gingerbread Man in a gingerbread castle.
Oh, right, your castle. Because of the reinforcements, you put those in.
Extra ginger and extra bread.
And finally, we have three little pigs, three blind mice, or three onions.
Three onions?
I just added in three onions.
I'm just imagining three onions, like, sitting on a table. And it's like, you want to marry these things?
You want to marry these onions? It's like, where's your husband? Where's your, like, spouse? You just hold up onions. You're like, the gang's all here. That's, like, one of my favorite SpongeBob quotes. When he's like, the gang's all here.
Yes!
It's like that, but with onions.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm going to marry the onions.
I knew you were! Why are you marrying onions?
Because remember the first question where I was like, I am an onion.
There's going to be four onions.
Me as an onion and three more. I'm like an onion player. I got three different onions. Are you kidding me? I've got like all these onion boyfriends. Like, oh, maybe I'll have like boy onion, girl onion.
Ooh,
another type of onion. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
some variety.
I don't know any like onion sexuality. This is a whole different playing field that we're going into. So I'm just gonna be an onion with three other onions.
All right. Well, sorry, I'm crucioing your onions.
What?
They probably won't feel it. It's okay.
What if you crucio me by mistake?
I'm gonna poke them and figure out which one's not you.
You're gonna crucio all my onion lovers.
Whichever one looks the least like a puppet. Onion puppet. And I'm gonna marry three little pigs, kiss three blind mice.
I'm gonna crucio the pigs and I'm gonna kiss the little mice.
Oh,
because they always run. They're like, sorry. The three little pigs are really funny, but they are kind of annoying too. So I might crucio them a little bit.
A little bit.
Just a little bit. Not you know, not all the way. They're not going to become bacon or anything. They're still pigs.
No.
Nah, they'll be fine. They're fine. Unlike the onions.
Oh my God. They'll be fine.
All right.
There's nothing hidden in your head the Sorting Hat can't see. So try me on and I will tell you where you ought to be.
It's sorting time! We are going to sort the characters from Shrek into Hogwarts houses. Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, and Slytherin. Yeah, let's do it.
Oh my.
Starting with Shrek.
Shrek. Ooh.
Shrek himself, the man, the myth, the ogre. Shrek. What would he be?
Is he just a puff?
Yeah, I think he's like, you think that he's all tough, but on the inside, he's just a puff.
Oh, what a phrase.
All along.
You know, there's like the really friendly, warm, open Puffs. And then there's like, you know, the kind of antisocial, just want to like be alone and hang out inside and in their swamp.
Yeah.
Puffs.
Yeah. I think he's definitely a Puff because he saves the day in the end. And you could tell like you love all of us. And he does. Like he plays it off, but he has so much love.
Yeah.
So I think he's a Puff.
Okay, cool. Donkey!
Donkey!
Oh, come on.
Okay, what?
Gryffindor!
Yeah. He's the most Gryffindor of Gryffindor.
He's like more Gryffindor than Harry.
He is more Gryffindor than Harry. Harry could use Donkey, honestly.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, very, very Gryffindor, but in a great way. I feel like having a Gryffindor on a quest would actually be super helpful. Like, you'd feel like Donkey, maybe get like a little annoying, but then they would end up being the most useful and the most, because they're so brave.
Right. Yep.
You need them.
I mean, he was pretty scared on that bridge, but...
Well, I mean, that was a scary bridge.
It was a scary bridge.
That's fair.
Reason to be... Yeah, being brave doesn't mean you never get scared.
Yeah, he was fine. Remember when he sweet-talked his way with the dragon?
Mm-hmm.
Very smart. Very smart, Donkey. Good Gryffindor. Next, we have Princess Fiona.
Fiona.
Interesting.
She does, like... Like, I want to say Ravenclaw, but I don't actually have a reason if I think about it. She doesn't actually show any interest in, like, knowledge or really clever decision making.
I mean, she does do, like, the martial arts thing, so she can, like, stand up for herself, but I feel like that would be more,
Gryffindor.
Yeah. In her, like, being like, I don't need someone, even though she's like, oh, please rescue me, she didn't need someone to rescue her, you know? So it's like, I feel like that would be more... Gryffindor.
Yeah, I think she's a Griff.
I think so, too.
Cool. Lord Farquaad.
Lord Farquaad.
Well, does he want anything other than to be king?
I don't think so. He is Simba. He just can't wait to be king.
I think there are a few differences there.
Yeah. No, I was just saying. It was just for the song.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a Slytherin.
He's a Slytherin.
He's a Slytherin. Tiny Slytherin. So small. I understand.
Yeah.
Next we have...
Ooh, Dragon! Well done, Dragon!
Well done, Dragon!
Ooh, you know what?
What?
I want her to be a Slytherin.
Why?
Because she had her goal. She wanted that donkey, and she would stop at nothing to get that donkey.
And she got him.
And, yeah.
And, you know, she was... I was actually thinking that she was going to be more Ravenclaw. Because she, you know, she knew her castle, and she, like, got out of there and helped them out, like, multiple times. She was always coming back. She seemed very smart and knowledgeable. But
that could just be some, like, Slytherin cunning
going on. I think that is Slytherin
cunning,
though. Now that I think about it, though, I think you're right. I think it's more cunning. So I think that she is a Slytherin.
It's a little bit more like a... Street smarts kind of
smart. No, you're right. Oh, it's a Gryffindor Slytherin mashup with Donkey and Dragon.
Oh.
How wonderful. I love it.
Ooh, I like this next one. Magic Mirror. Oh, we know this one, though.
That's the Ravenclaw.
That's the Ravenclawest of all.
Because he knows all.
He knows all.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
And even wants to tell the truth and be like, sorry you don't want to hear this, but this is what the truth is.
Yep.
Which also Ravenclaws can do sometimes. You're like, oh, sorry, but this is true.
Yeah. That's so Ravenclaw.
That's so Ravenclaw. Totally. Next we have the Gingerbread Man.
Oh,
your husband.
Not the gumdrop button.
Well, he was pretending, right? Like his foot was off, but he was like, oh, and then he was like, come on. Oh. So I don't know if that's him being smart or him just like looking out for himself. He was mad when they destroyed his house. So maybe he's very hardworking in that he made his house.
I'm not remembering much about him other than the interrogation scene.
I remember that there was a house at the end, and then they destroyed it, and he was like, "Aw, man."
He gets a candy cane cane. That's like all I remember.
Candy cane.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I kind of just want to make... He's not that brave because he's scared. He's a scaredy cat.
Maybe he's just a puff.
I was thinking he's a puff, too. Yeah. Because he's hardworking, builds his house, and he's just, you know, like, what?
He's trying his best, man.
Yeah. Let's make him a puff. Okay, next. My husband, Pinocchio.
Oh, my gosh.
Well... He does lie sometimes.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if he's not that smart, I don't think. So I don't think he's a Ravenclaw. Don't think he's a Hufflepuff. I think it's either Gryffindor or Slytherin. Gryffindor and Slytherin's very like close. So
Yeah, he is very Slytherdor. Well, he wears ladies' underwear.
I just, for some reason, I want to say Slytherin.
I do too.
I don't know why, but I feel like even though he's like, doesn't seem like a Slytherin at all, it seems like deep down he is a Slytherin.
Yeah.
Like, because he just, and his Achilles heel is basically like a Slytherin's Achilles heel.
Yeah.
You know? So,
yeah, though, I like that.
Okay, great.
Slytherin.
Slytherin. Next.
Three little pigs.
Oh, man. They're so scared.
They're so puff.
They're all puffs.
They're
They're like, oh.
They're all huffing, puffing.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
That's where Jo actually got the name Hufflepuff was from. She's like, oh, this house is like the three little pigs. What can I call it? Well, you huff and you puff. Hufflepuff, that's
it. Hufflepuff, yeah. So they have to be Hufflepuff. Origin story.
Yes.
Okay, great. Next, three blind mice. Well, they're trying their best. They just can't see anything. But, you know, they have each other. They're kind of like quick talking.
What do they do besides scramble around?
I don't know. That's all I can remember. Let me like up, 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 up. I kind of want to say they don't seem brave. I think Slytherin.
Oh,
because I feel like they like talk their way out of things, and they're like using sense. So maybe Ravenclaw. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know enough about them.
I'm a disappointment to Shrek. I don't know. I can't remember enough about them.
I mean, we don't know that much about them, to be fair. They're not main characters.
I'm sure they have more actions, though, that we don't know about.
Probably. I think they do help because, like, all of the fairy tale creatures at the end, they're, like, fighting, remember? Mm-hmm. So I think they do, like... You know, they're, like, biting on someone's head or something like that. Like, the soldiers, they're, like, fighting them. But, so they might be brave. But they don't seem Gryffindor to me.
Yeah. Maybe they're just puffs.
Maybe. Because
they're, you know, helping, but.
Okay, we can make them Hufflepuffs. They're definitely not Gryffindors, so we can make them puffs. There's lots of puffs in this.
Boots in boots.
We just have to add them.
Yes.
And what are we thinking about Puss?
Ooh.
Like, is he a Gryffindor?
He's a Gryffindor or Slytherin.
Right. Where is...
It's pretty cunning that he like, uses his cutes. Yeah.
And I think he has ambition, too.
Yeah.
So I think he is, like, a Slytherin. Even though he's very, like, showy, I think it's, like, a Slytherin more than a Gryffindor.
Yeah.
Oh, little Slytherin, Poison Boots.
Yeah.
So cute. So many puffs.
I know.
That's pretty great. It's because Shrek, he's the puff. He's, like, the leader of the puffs.
True.
And they're all, like, little fairy tale creatures. So they're all, like, all in love. I love it. Wonderful. Not that there's only one Ravenclaw. We only had one Ravenclaw.
I know.
But no one really uses their brain.
Surprising that we actually like it so much.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why. But there aren't that many Ravenclaws in Shrek.
No. Nope.
If you think about it,
it's just adventure.
Yeah, it is very adventure. It's a quest. Now, let's read a comment from Apple Podcasts on iTunes. If you haven't done this yet, go to Apple Podcasts and leave a review and comment saying whatever you want about us, yourself, your favorite fandom, your Hogwarts house, whatever you want. And every week, we're going to read one on the podcast and give someone a shout out.
Yeah, this one comes from Heather, who said, I didn't know I could love Prissy and Tessa more than I already did.
Aww. So nice.
She said, I listen to this all the time when I'm driving and subconsciously talk to you guys. I played it while my friend was in the car and responded out loud, and she just stared at me like I was crazy. But I loved it. Keep doing what you're doing and make people happy. Much love, much appreciation. 10/10. Stunning, unique, breathtaking, beautiful. 5 stars. Amazing.
Oh my gosh. That's incredible. Those last words.
Thank you, Heather. How was your day?
Hi, Heather. We're talking to you. We're talking directly to you right now. So now you can talk back to us.
Yeah, was that... Did you... Oh, okay. That's nice. I mean, I hope tomorrow is even better, you know? But... It's nice to hear. Nice to hear. Thank you for sharing.
You look so good today.
Yeah, you look so cute. Did you do something different with your hair?
You look great.
Wow.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, Heather. We love you so much.
Heather, thank you for your comment. Again, guys, make sure to leave a review and comment on Apple Podcasts. It helps podcast out a lot, and we really appreciate everyone who's left a comment so far.
And I think that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Fantastic Geeks and Where to Find Them. I can't believe it's Ogre.
It's never Ogre. You are a fantastic geek.
Goodbye!